We heard it's not going to stay that way. 8:22, you're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson back into the studio. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here 2 months in a row now.
Yeah, happy to
appreciate
be here.
It.
Absolutely.
Fairhope City Council generally meets the second and fourth Monday of each month, so I generally have a council representative to tell us about what's happening at the meeting. So it starts with a work session at 4:30, but I know oftentimes at the work session is when the council's actually introduced some concept or idea. So is there anything you want to mention on the work session before we move on to the actual agenda?
Nothing in particular. It's obviously we're discussing garbage and trash collection, but I couldn't give you more information.
You don't know yet what that is.
I don't know yet what it is.
Yeah, our first thought is rate increase. But we'll find out.
You know, there has been some discussion over the past several months about a change in pickup, whether it's once, twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
We did just have some changes in the past couple of weeks regarding commercial pickup, or there was proposed changes, and it was more about how many receptacles some of these businesses have. You know, especially downtown, because you have businesses who are. You know, restaurants especially that have a large amount of trash, and there's some issue with their collection. They can't have a dumpster and they really need it, but we give breaks on receptacle charges. And then the other thing, and I do remember this now, Lori, it's coming back to me, is, you know, we have certain issues where we charge everybody who has a City of Fairhope address gets charged a garbage fee, and that's whether you live in an apartment, whether you live in a home, whatever it may be. But some of these apartment complex, they charge their residents a collection fee also because they have a dumpster that we service, or sometimes they have a dumpster we don't service, but they still pay a fee. And so the discussion is whether that's fair or not, and whether or not we should make some changes to that, especially if there are subsidized housing where they might not be able to pay that fee if they're not getting garbage pickup.
I see. Okay. All right. And that'll be discussed in the work session. Talking about garbage, I'm going to hop up before we get into the meeting agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I have a notice from Baldwin County that they're having a meeting concerning the Baldwin County Materials Recycling Facility on Wednesday this week, the 27th at 1:30 at the Baldwin County Fairhope Satellite Courthouse. And I remember the mayor mentioning that the county was looking at the feasibility of making their own facility, and then the municipality, such as Fairhope, could utilize it mm-hmm. instead of sending the recycling off to Florida. Is that what this is, or do you know?
I don't, but I do know it was probably about a month ago, and I think there was an article about it, that our recycling company in Florida stopped accepting again, and so we were sort of back in the position of not having a whole lot of options to send our recycling. So if that's what that is, it'd be great timing for sure.
Can you speak on what is currently happening to our recycling?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I don't know, and I can't remember if it was specifically one item of recycling or if it was all of the recycling.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the agenda then. And anything in your council comments that you might want to unveil here first?
I don't have anything earth-shattering at this point. You know, sometimes that's good. It's nice when things are relatively quiet. There's a, you know, Fairhope's busy. There's a lot going on, and one of the things that I was very happy to see in the last couple of weeks is some real momentum to finalize some of the projects that we've been working on, I feel like, since I first got in office 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. You know, there were so many things that need to be done from an infrastructure standpoint, to the K-1 Center, to the Triangle, to all these different areas, and it's really easy to get a project started, but seeing it to fruition it just seems like it takes forever. And one of the things Mayor Sullivan has really taken charge of recently is trying to get us across the finish line on some of these things. And so I am excited to kind of get a lot of this wrapped up.
Like the Arts Alley Downtown Transit.
That is correct.
That's on the agenda.
That is
number
correct.
14. Tell us about that.
So this is the Bratz Hub and Arts Alley that we've been working on, again, feels like forever. And obviously, as it's been delayed, the cost of things have gone up. Some of the things that we're doing, you know, obviously that aren't covered, I think with the county and ALDOT is the beautification and the arts portion of it. And I think single tax is contributing to a portion of that. But also one of the things we're taking care of in at the same time we're doing this is there are some drainage issues, that affect the businesses on the backside of that alley. And this will help remediate that also. And so it's getting that to the finish line and taking care of all the things that need to be taken care of at one time.
And for those that don't recall, this is the alley behind the businesses on Fairhope Avenue, that's in between, say, the hotel and the parking lot and Fairhope Avenue, right here across from us on North Church Street.
Sure, yeah, that'd be, I guess, Tiny Town, the toy store, Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. The Bone and Barrel and the former hardware store, etc.
Correct.
That alley, which is going to be transformed into something that fits a little more Fairhope style.
Yeah.
And it will include a transit for the Bratz bus, mm-hmm, to have a place.
Right.
And maybe our shuttle, too.
Yeah, and have some little artistic flair back there, too, that really complements Fairhope.
Okay, and that's a price tag to the city of $1,687,000.
I think that's the total cost of it. The city's portion, since it's a match, is, if I'm remembering my figures right, around $437,000, something along that.
That sounds a lot better.
Something along those lines.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Another big number is resolution number 13. That the City Council award Water Treatment Plant Number 3 expansion for the Water and Wastewater Department to the Creel Company for a total cost not to exceed $7,589,000. Tell us what this is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lori. Yeah, again, this is something that's, again, been budgeted, but it's something that we've got to get moving on. And obviously, I'm not a water guy, but the way I understand what this will help with is, even though we can push through a certain amount of capacity to supply certain areas, we can't treat that capacity or the needed capacity, and this will allow us to do that and help relieve some of the water issues that we've had, you know, in the past couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we're putting in the bigger pipes for more capacity, it's got to be
elsewhere. And unfortunately, just like everything else, all these costs go up because everything, building materials, pipe especially, I've come to understand, has really increased in price. And we're just, you know, getting as much done as we can, piece by piece.
This has been in the news a bit over the weekend, and that is the transferring of the lease for the restaurant on the pier from the Gambino family to TBT Fairhope LLC, which is apparently out of Bay St. Louis. What can you tell us about that? Anything?
Other than my understanding is this is someone who has had plenty of experience in the restaurant industry, and they will be taking it over and hopefully getting it up and running soon so that we can start enjoying some revenue again from that lease and give us another great option to dine in Fairhope.
Has the lease been revised? No, apparently not. Do you know much about that lease?
So, from what I can recall, my understanding is I think there are two renewal options on that lease. The lease is for the restaurant and for the boat slips out there. Whoever runs the restaurant manages the boat slips. But I can't remember the exact figures that are required. This is something that was negotiated a while ago.
Years ago.
And
seems like I'm recalling it was tied to revenue. So if
it is.
The restaurant made a certain amount, the city made a certain amount. So when it's been sitting closed for years or months,
mm-hmm,
knows the city didn't make any money.
That is correct.
Why not rewrite this before we redo. I mean, well, everything else has gone up in the
world.
Well,
that's true, but I mean, when I mean they've got the lease and it's good for a certain amount of time, and so they can they have the right under the current lease to assign that to another before without any escalators or whatnot. But there are some changes in the lease I know that accrue over time, and those are escalators, and I think the payment and the minimum payment in addition to the revenue.
It'd be interesting to see. Okay. What is number 10, the Alabama Department of Transportation's application for a bridge investment program grant? And this is just a statement that the city of Fair Oaks supports it. Is this another way to seek funding to pay for the bridge?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, we would all that.
I think any additional funding we can get to go towards that, we are in favor of, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Number 9, a site plan review and approval for 309 South Ingleside. This is a property at the corner of Nichols and Ingleside that some pictures have been floating around. B3B. So it's like a mixed use, is it?
Yeah, that's my understanding. And looking at the photos, I've obviously seen those published on Facebook in the last couple of weeks. It appears to be part townhome and some business use. Obviously the design looks good from an aesthetic point of view, but this will be our first time to look at it. It obviously passed the planning commission, and so we'll learn more about it tonight with everybody else.
So it did pass the planning commission, and so does everything that passed the planning commission have to go through the council?
It depends, I think. Site plans and zonings do, but certain subdivision requirements do not.
Okay. I couldn't recall how that works.
I forget myself sometimes.
Good. Let's see here. We did that. I thought this was interesting. Number 17, that the Fair Oaks Police Department is going to get an interactive coursework and training academy, like a simulator training curriculum for $68,000.
Yeah, this is something that I believe they were able to use at one point and found it very beneficial. I know some of the council, I think, participated in that simulator. In my opinion is that anything we can do to help our police, I think, is something that helps our community. And this is something that I believe this is out of budget, but we have the money in the general fund excess to pay for that. So I think it's something, at least that I support, I believe it has the support of the rest of the council.
Okay. Number 20, I know that the football stadium recently, or within the year or two, had a facelift and a renovation, but there are more of it on the agenda now for the visitor side.
Yeah, so we upgraded the home side, which obviously is the most important side to take care of, but now we want to finish some renovations and get things taken care of on the visitor side, and obviously this was something important to get on now so that hopefully it can be ready by football season, which is just around the corner.
Oh, that would be a quick hurry, but yes, it's hard to believe that school's almost...
I know.
You've got school age,
I've got a lot of school age children at home.
It's
so
almost
this is,
here.
It's getting very close.
Number 21, amending the budget for 21-22 as recommended. Authorizing the city treasurer to make necessary changes.
Yeah, again, this is something that as we add things to the budget throughout the year, which is inevitable, a way to reconcile that and make sure that we're staying on point with what our revenues are and that we're not overextending ourselves.
What else on or off the agenda would you like to mention that I have not thought to address?
This looks like, even though there's 20-some-odd items on it, it looks like a relatively easy one to get through. I'm hoping, I always have that hope going into the meetings that they're going to be relatively easy to get through. But, I think you've hit the high points, and hopefully we get through this pretty easy tonight.
A quick follow-up question about the K-1 Center. When you were here, a press release had been issued by the Hatch program that was just a little bit misleading, and you folks reached out thinking the city had given away the K-1 Center. How's the feedback now? Folks realize now that That's just a portion of
Correct.
The use, and you can use the grant money to remodel.
Absolutely, and I even think I saw another news article the other day about possibly using the auditorium space in that K-1 Center, you know, being able to remodel it to accommodate a performing arts center of some kind. And so, you know, obviously I'm not an engineer. I don't know how that works, but the feedback has grown more positive as people – more and more people understand that we are in partnership with Hatch, and we are not giving the property to anyone. The city maintains it. The city will maintain ownership of that property. We are just leasing a Hatch or portion of that to Hatch, and in doing so, receiving this incredible grant opportunity to remodel the entire property.
But the transfer of the deed between what the state and the county school board and the city, it did require and include a public use type clause.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, and the Hatch will still be a part of that use.
Sure.
As far as anyone that wants to be a business owner and entrepreneur can still
absolutely
reach out to them for those services.
Sure.
And it's just a portion of the building.
Absolutely.
Very good. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson.
Thank you, Lori.
We appreciate your time. If any